Out on the Righteous Music. How you doing? This is your boy Big Six coming to you on January. What's the day? I wanted to say the 17th, 2023. Yeah, I just want to get on here and talk to you. Today I was supposed to go to the doctor's, but I was not feeling well for the last day or so. And I was trying to figure out what's going on with me. My body was aching and stuff like that. I was coughing a lot. I wasn't really sick. Somebody told me to get up and do a COVID test. And yes, as you suspected, people, your boy has COVID. I dodged the whole COVID in 2020, 2021, and 2022. And here's the 2023, your boy gets COVID. Wow, this thing is crazy. Yeah, I mean, thank God I got my shots and stuff, so that's a good thing. But it hurts. My body's aching. I know that everybody thinks my nose is running. I'm just bored trying to watch TV, but that's the normal thing I do. I just try to relax. It's no joke. If you ever had COVID, believe me, people, it's... I know how people are talking about. I have a friend of mine. He had COVID like 3 or 4 times already, so he's used to it. He know how his body can be. Me, my first time ever having COVID, and my body's aching. I want to get up and just walk outside and chill. I'm always on the go, and this feels weird for me having COVID. Oh man. I don't know where it came from, because I ref like a couple games on Saturdays and Friday, Saturday. I was okay. I was like, why my body feels so sore? I run around the court. My body don't just feel sore. On Sunday, on Monday, I really felt it more. And now I see why my body aching. I took a couple things to calm my body down, but the aching of my body, my feet, and my meter's going crazy, out of whack. Wonder what's going on. And that's why I realized I have COVID. And it's crazy. Because, yeah, this thing's no joke. I mean, I dodged, like my doctor said, you dodged the heart of COVID in 2020, 2021, and 2022. 2023, the beginning of the year. And I just, can dodge it. Oh, no. But I'm just want to let you know that this thing is real. It's really real. I know people die from it. They know it's really real. But your body ache, you're sore, you feel like you're tired. And it's like you're thirsty, but you're not really thirsty. I don't know. Kind of like when I was a diabetic, when I kept being crazy thirsty. I was going on what's wrong with me. I was drinking up everything. Drinking all the wrong things. But now I was drinking a lot of fluids and a lot of Alka-Seltzer Plus and what's that damn chicken?
Emergency. Oh boy, this is crazy. Yeah. It's wild. I just want to let you know the COVID is no joke. I just want to get on here because it's been a minute since I've been on here since, I think it was like the end of the last December 28th. A lot of things going on. Like my boys that won the first playoff game in a long time, beat the Minnesota Vikings. Felt kind of good to beat them boys. Now we got to play the Eagles. Now I know a lot of y'all out here are Eagle fans. So me, hopefully a good game. Hope my boys don't get them behind. Hope they don't get behind spanked. Hope they come out there and play football like they're supposed to. Make this a good game. Hopefully they can be victoriously on it. If not, hey, it is what it is. Because they're supposed to be best team in football. The Eagles. The Pigeons, you know. The Eagles, the Pigeons, whoever you want to call them. You know what I mean? I just want to just say, hopefully this video go football. Oof. This is crazy. Being in the house right now, I used to be out there trying to make money or whatever. being in the house is crazy. Wow. Just being in my living room, quarantining my living room. That's what I'm pretty much doing right now. I'm quarantining the living room. I let her have the bedroom, I'm having the living room. Again, I got to watch my TV shows. And right now I'm watching Lizzo. Her documentary of her. Her being a singer, writer, music, rapper, everything. Pretty good so far. Her real name is Melissa. Now Lizzo, she was born in Detroit and raised in Houston. That's crazy.
A lot of people are raised in Houston.
I've been to Houston. Houston's real nice. If you've never been to Houston, just go to Houston, people. I've been to a lot of places because my job allowed me to go a lot of places. Thank God I had the type of job I could just travel for free and get paid. I love that part of my job. I've been to Houston. I've been to all through Texas when I was playing school ball, college ball. But I've been to Corpus Christi. I've been to Dallas, San Antonio. Carson, Texas is where I went to school at. People like, where the hell is that? Bottom, east. East Texas, Tyler, Texas. I've been all over. All over Texas. Damn near. A lot of places, Texas, probably our name. You'd be like, where the hell is that at? Killeen, Austin, all over. A lot of parts of Texas. Texas is beautiful. I love Texas. I love the weather. I love the areas. I never had a bad experience in Texas. People say, you want to go live in Texas? I would. People say there's racist people in Texas. There's racist people everywhere, people. People are racist everywhere. It isn't just Texas. I've been in a lot of different states. There's racist everywhere, but guess what? You just know them and you'll go about your business. As long as they don't step out their boundaries and say something wrong to you, just go with the flow. I'm not scared of nobody. I just do what I do. So, one of my favorite places I've been to visit probably was, I got three favorite places I love visiting. That's L.A., California, not L.A., California, San Diego.
I love San Diego.
I love the weather. I love the way the beaches are. I just love San Diego, period. San Diego's real nice. LA's all right. Oakland's decent. Golden Gate Bridge is real nice. I like it. It'd be chilly. I don't care if it's hot or cold, it'd be chilly, but it's nice. But I like San Diego better on all the parts of California. I've been to LA, I've been to all them. Put on the beach, and I've been to all that. I like San Diego. That's where my favorite places go. Favorite place we go probably would be Charlotte. I love Charlotte, North Carolina. People are like, what do you like about Charlotte? It's an up and coming, nice, beautiful area. It could be not congested like Atlanta, New York, or LA, but it's calm. It has traffic like most cities do, but I still like it. I just like the atmosphere. If you ever had a chance to go to the Queen City, called the Queen City for a reason, go there, check it out. You might like it. Definitely, it's a nice area that you would like, for sure. You will enjoy yourself. Good eating in Charlotte. People are pleasant. It's nice. Check it out. You'll love it. My third state I would love, of course, is Dallas, Texas. I was going to say somewhere else, but I thought about it. I like Dallas. Dallas, people are good there. Southern hospitality. It's called Big E, bro. Downtown, Texas. You'll like it. Reunion Tower.
You will love it. I think they put a
new restaurant up there. When I was down there in 2021, I was down there.
It was just different. Y'all would like it out there because it's the reunion tower. They put a restaurant on top of the reunion tower. You would get to see the whole city, take pictures, and enjoy Dallas. They got good Jamaican restaurants out there. That downtown eating places are real, real good to eat. A lot of partying, a lot of drinking. You got places like Stars and Stripes for us people of color and different music. You got so many different places down there. Good places to eat. Good Gator, Gumbo, you name it. It's a lot of good places down there. One of my favorite places to go to in Dallas, Texas is called the Punch Bowl Social. You'll definitely love it and enjoy it. If you're ever downtown Dallas,
go to Punch Bowl Social. They got
old video games, bowling alley, karaoke. You would love it. They got a nice social event. The drinks are pretty decent prices. The food is real good, reasonable. It's not crazy expensive.
Yeah, I definitely would love it. I'm not fooling you. You will definitely enjoy the food in Punch Bowl Social. Other places to eat, it's not too expensive downtown Dallas. I mean, Houston is, don't get me wrong, Houston's beautiful, don't get me wrong. But I do like downtown Dallas. It's different, you know what I mean? It's definitely different. My fourth one, I'm gonna give you my top five. My fourth place to visit in the States. These are all in the States. It's not outside the country because I haven't traveled outside the country yet, but I will be this year because I have a couple places I want to check. And I got my passport, finally. These are all in the state, all in state America. I mean, I've been, I don't know where anybody else been, but you would like to go in the States, me personally. These places I've been personally, I'm naming. My fourth person place would be Tennessee. Nashville, Tennessee. I've been to Knoxville. Knoxville's definitely nice and different. Not too far. That's the University of Tennessee's at. But Vanderbilt is in Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville, Tennessee, is you got places like called Dunks. It's a good sports bar. It's definitely different. You got good eating places downtown. The atmosphere is very, very different. Just because that Nashville thing, oh, just all country music, Western, nah, it's stuff there for all ethnic groups, for sure. You definitely would like the food and the drinks, for sure. They got places like Hattie B's. Hattie B's is like almost like a good soul food. They got hot chicken, like they put chicken, their chicken be like you know how you got Buffalo Wild Wings with the wings? But they do it on real chicken pieces, like chicken, like breasts and thighs and all that. Excuse my language. They got real good food like that. It's hot, and it be lines at the door. You think I'm playing? Any Hattie B's you go to, it'll be busy, 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 busy. And I was out there in 2018, so I know it's still probably busy even now more. Hattie B's, you would love Hattie B's. I've been there a couple times and the food's pretty good. There's other places I've been to, like I said, Dunks, it's a good sports bar. And then it's in Nashville. Food's good, the wings is good. Hattie B's, definitely, their food's good. Chicken, like I said, real chicken with hot sauce on the hot sauce. I'm not talking about different hot sauce, I'm talking about Nashville's hot, I'm talking about crazy hot that burn your mouth, make you go take a bathroom quick if you can't eat it. Hattie B's, you would love it, people. Go try it out. I mean, let them know Big Six sent you. Know what I mean? Definitely. That's one of my favorite places, go to Nashville. They got a good skylight, good atmosphere. You guys will definitely love it. I promise you. I definitely like it. My fifth spot in the state of America, I like to go to. You would definitely like to try it out. It will be, there's so many different ones, but I've been to. I mean, these places that it's not the normal, like Vegas, not the normal like LA, not the normal like Chicago, not the normal like Philadelphia or New York City, because I'm originally from both of the areas. I grew up in New York and Philly. These places I've been to that you will definitely love to go to. I mean, New York City definitely is one of the best, and Philadelphia definitely one of the best because I live next to both of them. But I've been to because of my job. And I think the next place will be the laid back and chill, probably Tampa, Florida. I love Tampa, Florida. Tampa, Florida is beautiful. I was working down there for like a month and a half, and I love Tampa, Florida. It's got good scenery, good boat rides, food's good. There's a lot of different eating places down there. Laid back. Got casinos. It's not Miami, I've never been there, but Tampa is nice and decent. I love Tampa. You love it. Got not too far from the beach. I enjoyed myself when I was in Tampa in 2020. The 2020? 2020, I was out there. It was definitely different out there, for sure. I've been back there in 2021. In 2022? Oh, God, but 2021, I was there. In 2020 and 2021, I was there. Yeah, I would love it. Tampa, Florida. A lot of good eating places. Went out there for work, and then I never going back there for leisure in 2021. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed Tampa, Florida. If you've never been to Florida, I've been to Daytona and Jacksonville. But they actually go somewhere. Never been to Orlando. Want to go to Orlando. I've been flying through there. I'm supposed to go there. I'm supposed to get a trip there. But I didn't get to go yet. Tampa, I like Tampa. It's a party city. And I don't know how Miami, I heard Miami's nice, but it's expensive. Tampa, not that much expensive. But it's real nice, I know that for a fact. And downtown is definitely nice. They got good restaurants. They got good clubs. It's just nice and different down there. Almost remind you of a New Orleans swing downtown. You would like it. And I went down there in 2020.
I wasn't down there after 2020, and it still was good scenery down there. People had the mask on. So I can imagine how it is now without pre-COVID. I want to pre-COVID now. Even though I have COVID right now, but pre-COVID. Yeah, definitely. So Tampa, Florida is my fifth. Pick. I mean, I'll probably go on and go to my sixth pick, a seventh pick, an eighth pick, a ninth pick. I won't. But I've been to a lot of different places. Like Colorado. Been there several times. I went to school out there in Wyoming, so I pretty much went to school right next to Colorado. Been there for school and leisure myself, and work. Montana, been there for a couple days. It was all right. I was looking for Yellowstone, but I was a little too far from there. I've been to Utah twice. I was there for a month. The last time I was there, I've been to Boise, Idaho. Places like that, my job to pay for. I wouldn't want to Boise, but they pay for it, and I had to work. So it's definitely different when I go there and pay for it. No, I don't think it would. Not really for me. It's okay. Some people love it, but it wasn't really for me. But it's okay. It's different out there, for sure. And I was right down the street from Boise. University of Boise, school, University of Boise, Idaho school. I've been to, like I said, Utah. It's definitely different. Beautiful out there. It really was. I was in Ogden. Last time I was in Salt Lake, now I was in Ogden. Ogden's way different than Salt Lake. It really was. Ogden's more like country than city. So definitely a different area. Spokane. My first time going to Spokane this year. Last year, 2022. Spokane was definitely different. Right down the street from the University of, what's the school? It's Gonzaga and the University of Utah. Oh, my bad. Washington State, my bad. Sorry, Washington State. Not Utah. Austin State. They like campus right next to my hotel. Right, I could walk there. All right, so you got on scooter and drove right there for the baseball field and all that. Spokane was definitely different. I had some okay places to eat. Different than Seattle. I went to Seattle and I've been to Seattle in 2020. Then I went there in 2022. Different. Portland was a different area for me too. I was in Oregon one time, but not in Portland. Portland was definitely different. Different. Very, 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 very different.
I like to tell you different. See, I would like Portland. Got pretty good places to eat. if you like to get high, these are all the states I'm naming. Besides Utah, you could get high up. And they have all kinds of edibles, all kinds of different kind of growth of weed. I'm not a weed head, but some of y'all are. Some of y'all love y'all little natural earth stuff. So y'all know Utah don't have it at all. So
when you Utah, then you don't get weed. Now they don't got no weed, no gambling, none of that stuff. It really is a pure state. But if you do like to smoke, it'll be like Portland, Oregon, and Washington State, Arizona, California, Colorado, of course everybody knows. I want to say Montana and Wyoming, I think. But yeah, the rest of the states, only Boise has it. Idaho doesn't have it. Nah, they don't. But yeah, the rest of them. And Utah definitely doesn't have it. So, it's like that. Anyway. Definitely. Oh, man. Most places on the West Coast have the weed is legal or smoke is illegal. Only a couple on the East Coast are, and that's New York, New Jersey, Maryland, I think. I don't know how Delaware is yet. I don't know where else. Maybe Vermont, I think it is. One of the states up there, maybe. But I know Pennsylvania's not yet. No, they can't wait to get there, but they will probably. Oh, no. In Virginia is, yeah. Florida definitely ain't. North Carolina, Charlotte, South Carolina, I don't think so yet. But they will be getting this soon. Georgia's not yet either. But they'll get there. Because, I mean, Detroit for sure is. Chicago definitely is. I don't know. A lot of states are too. But most of the East Coast is just New Jersey, Vermont, I want to say. Maryland, New York. That's pretty much it, I think. Oh, D.C. I think D.C. That's where Columbia is. That's a decent Columbia, so everywhere else, I don't think they don't have them yet. They have dispensaries in a lot of places, but
Abortion is illegal, but for recreation, yet. And Pennsylvania is not one of them. I know they're working on it. We'll see they get it there one day. But Jersey definitely is now. The governor did look out for us and do that. And save money on taxes. Anyway, I just wanted to reach out to you people. I didn't talk to nobody in a while. It's been a minute. It's 2023. It's January 17th, 2023. I just wanted to reach out to you. It's been a minute. Just let you know, your boy had COVID. Hopefully, I'm going to get better because I know what my body will tell me. I can't sit back and relax all months or weeks, whatever. I'll be back no more in a couple days. I know I am. My body will not allow me to. I wanted to let y'all know, I don't know if there's music in the background, but at the end of the day, I wanted to let y'all hear my voice, let you know your boy's okay. And hope everybody's having a good new year, enjoying their new year, enjoying itself. Until I talk to y'all later, these are some things that y'all want to know. My new podcast coming soon. More podcasts, more stuff, more better content. I hope everybody's good and enjoying their New Year's. Until you hear from your boy again, I'm out. Peace, grease, and hair grease. I don't know, this sounds crazy. Have a good one, guys. Bye-bye.